May I join you?
I don't think it's appropriate.
It isn't.
Mr. Magnuson, outside the inquiry, we can have no contact, no communication at all. Please don't do that.
In 1982, your husband corresponded with Helen Catherine Driscoll.
That was before I knew him.
The letters were lively, loving, some would say explicit, and currently in my possession.
Would you please move your hand?
I long, my darling, to know the touch of your body.
I know what was in the letters.
She was 15.
She looked older.
She looked delicious. We have photographs, too. The one she sent him. Yum, yum.
He was unaware of her age. He met her only once before the letters began. When he discovered the truth, he stopped immediately. Those are the facts.
Facts are for history books. I work in news.
Your hand is sweating.
Always, I'm afraid. I have a condition.
It's disgusting.
I'm used to it. The whole world is wet to my touch.
I will call someone. I will have you removed.
What is that? Claire de la Lune? A bit young for you, isn't it? You want to hit me now? Could you? Still, little old lady now. Perhaps you should settle for calling someone. Well, go on. No? Because now there are consequences. I have the letters and therefore I have you.
This is blackmail.
Of course it isn't blackmail. This is ownership.
You do not own me.
Claire de la Lune. It never tastes like it smells, does it? Lady Smallwood's bill is on me. See to it.
Yes, Mr. Magnuson. You all right, Mum?
Fine, yes. Magnuson. No one stands up to him. No one dares. No one even tries. There isn't a man or woman in England capable of stopping that disgusting creature.
Mom?
Turn the car around. We're going back into town. Turn around.
Where are we going, Mom?
Baker Street.